it is time to celebrate ourselves. I mean, do you admire people who seem to know when things are going to happen? You know, it's called intuition sometimes. Well, do you have a sixth sense? Do you want to know how you can grow into it? Well, Jane Bernard says our sixth sense is a big part of our lives, and you can develop it in her book, Fine-Tuning, Connecting with Your Inner Power. Jane, nice to have you with us on Pop Off.
Well, it's nice to be with you, Mary Jane. Thank you.
Now, define sixth sense and tell me if we all have it.
We all have it. It's our coordinating and guidance system inside of us. We sort of sense it as our gut instinct. And actually, doctors are very aware of it in babies when they're born to see if they suck. That's a survival instinct. Our survival instinct is part of our sixth sense.
Hmm. Okay, we are born with it.
We're born with it. And what it does is it helps to connect the messages that we're getting from our five senses, our sight, our hearing, our sense of taste, and touch and smell, and with our messages we're getting from our heart and our brain, and it gives us clarity and focus.
Why do some people seem to have a more focused, a more pronounced sixth sense than others?
Because some people trust their inner voice more than others. I mean, how many times have you heard a person say, oh, if I'd only listened to that little voice, I wouldn't have gotten myself into this mess.
Yeah, but I've also heard people say, I listened to that little voice and I got myself into this mess.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you know, that's interesting because I don't think they were listening to the same voice we're talking about because your intuition, the thing about your intuition is that it's never destructive.
Oh, okay.
It's something that can only, the way you access your intuition, two things you have to do. You have to be very, very honest with yourself. You can't lie to yourself.
How do we separate logic versus feeling or emotions?
Well, you know, it's so interesting. I heard the end of your last interview, and it's the same thing. It's about balance. Balance is what we need in every aspect of our lives. And logic is very, very important, and feelings are very important. And if you use your logic and your feelings, and you also are clear about what you're seeing and what you're hearing, mm-hmm. then you'll know what to follow.
Interesting. Now, are you really saying that with the right sixth sense and defining it and knowing how to use it, I can lose weight, cure loneliness, improve business? I mean, come on, that's a lot.
That's right, but you can do everything because what happens is when our senses are dulled, we make the wrong connections. And since our intuition works as a connector, the result is clarity, and it gives us a focus on what our goals are. Hmm. Now, in terms of loneliness, for example, if, you know, loneliness is a horribly depressing place to be, and you have to, if you use your intuition, you know what you really want in your life. Often people are lonely because they're in places where they're not happy.
Hmm.
And in terms of losing weight, if you use your intuition, two things. Intuitively, you want to be healthy. Also, you want to look good, and you want to be good to yourself. So if you use your intuition when you look at a plate of food and you see it for what it is, if it's huge, if it's greasy, if it's healthy, then you'll decide how much you're going to eat. That's using your brain with your sight. Then when you taste it, you taste whether it tastes good or it tastes old or whatever, and that's using your sense of taste with your brain, and your intuition says, you know what, this tastes too sweet. I think I shouldn't eat too much of it.
But aren't we doing that normally? I mean, you say you, and your book really talks about this, learn to master those five senses. But I do them automatically. You taste, you hear, you smell, you touch.
And the word you use is the greatest, Mary Jane. Automatically, we're all on autopilot. And because we're on autopilot, we don't see what's in front of us. We don't taste what we're eating. We don't hear what people are saying to us, etc. And that's the whole problem, because if you don't really use your eyes consciously, you could be walking down the street and fall in a hole.
Okay.
When you don't listen to what somebody you love is saying to you, you may miss a huge part of their message.
What about some of us? Because obviously the five senses, everybody has some that are stronger than others. Like a person who loses their sight, their hearing becomes more pronounced.
That's kind of correct.
A scientific study. So do we concentrate on any one of the senses or two of the senses or try to develop as much as we can?
Well, the first thing we have to do is just choose to be open to what we're receiving. And, you know, if you are, the easiest sense for people who are fortunate enough to see to develop is their sense of sight. Because when you look at things, you don't even realize, unless, God forbid, you have an accident, how blessed you are to see colors. When you look at a person you love, usually you're so preoccupied that you don't even look at their face and think how much you love them.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is, you asked me earlier about whether we should listen to logic or our feelings. When you look at a person and you decide, I'm really going to take a 2 seconds and really look into her eyes or his eyes, then your logic will say, oh, she looks tired, or ah, he looks happy, and your heart will say, I love that person. And that's how it works. And when you choose not to take things for granted, you'll start to clarify what you're even seeing and hearing, and you'll have a sense of focus, and you'll be able to achieve all the goals you want.
Is there a difference between instinct and intuition?
Yes, and the difference is what separates us from animals. All animals have instincts. They all, except for humans, all animals live by their instincts. That's how they survive. And we have instincts, but it's through our instincts that we perceive our intuition. Our intuition is a coordinating and guidance system inside of us.
Hmm.
And our instincts give us a kind of clarity, but it's because we have the ability to use our intuition. We take that clarity and we can think about it logically or with our heart. We don't just react like animals, and that's one of our great gifts.
Do we have to work very hard at this thing called fine-tuning? I mean, seriously, people are busy. They're working, they got families, they're on the run all the time. I haven't got time to sit down and meditate, and, you know, and sit on a mushroom
someplace. Meditating is not what I'm talking about, unless you consider just being alive a meditation. What I'm saying is, if you just, you don't have to work hard of it, but you have to choose to do it. Which means that if you just decide before you go to bed, tomorrow I'm going to listen to messages that I'm getting from my little voice when I make choices. That's it. You have to program yourself, because You're sort of, our brain has been compared to a computer, and inside of that computer is the intuitive wisdom that you own, just like your fingerprints. So if you see who or what is bothering you, if you think about or hear why you've made choices that put you where you are, then you start to realize that you're creating your life path.
Wow.
And you start to recognize your intuition, which helps you to create the life you want.
Now, do you have a website?
I sure do. It's finetuningbook.com.
Okay, and your book available?
And people can reach me through that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The website, people can get the book through it, but also they can email me through the website.
Oh, great. Now, the book is available every place?
It's available through Barnes & Noble, or you can get it online from Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble or iUniverse.com or through the website, finetuningbook.com.
Fantastic. I'm going to work on my fine-tuning. I'm going to work on my intuition. I'm going to work on all of it.
Well, when you understand and honor who you are, you're going to feel dignity and joy, and that is real happiness.
Jane, thank you so much for joining us today.
A pleasure, Mary Jane. Thanks for having me.
Take care, love. It's Jane Bernard, and the book is called Fine Tuning, Connecting with Your Inner Power. The website, again, is finetuningbook.com.